Good morning. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255 or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Mike Levin's with you. Thank you for bearing with us with the technical difficulties this morning. I'll lock on Mike previously. But let's get in to the program. We got a lot happening in the news. Tim Tebow has landed in Philadelphia. We're going to talk about that this morning. You could call in, let your voice be heard as well. He flew into Philadelphia. That is the leading line in the ESPN article talking about Tim Tebow landing right here in the city of brotherly love, or brotherly shove, whichever you feel is more applicable at the moment. Again, thanks for listening to the program. We've got that. We've got Mohamed Morsi, or President Morsi, getting 20 years in prison. That being a breaking news headline right on the front page of FoxNews.com. That's FoxNews.com as far as the headlines. Thank you for listening to the program this morning. And we're going to get right into it. Tim Tebow has just been signed. It's a little bit of old news, but he's been signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm reading an ESPN article. Some people are shouting praises to God himself. Others are sitting there putting their faces in their palms going, why did they do that? Well, let's go ahead and hear both sides. Let your voice be heard at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. I'm going to read the article from ESPN.com. Tebow flew into Philadelphia on Sunday night in time to be in attendance for the start of the Eagles' off-season program Monday. Philadelphia finalized an agreement with the 27-year-old Tebow, the framework of which has put into place when he worked out for the team the last month. Tebow will be paid the minimum salary. Before signing Tebow, the Eagles first wanted to try to trade backup quarterback Matt Barkley, but when the team could not get enough in return, it decided to bring in Tebow anyway so that he could be present for the team's entire off-season program. Tebow now will join a crowded Eagles quarterback roster. It's got Sam Bradford on it, Mark Sanchez, and Barkley, giving Philadelphia three former first-round picks at quarterback in addition to another decorated college player. And it will also reunite Tebow with Sanchez, who were teammates at the New York Jets. Football's most interesting team this offseason. The Eagles just got even more interesting, if that were possible. This is the article, again, reading ESPN.com. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. Is Tebow good for the Eagles? Tebow's certainly a man of outstanding character, and no one can really disagree with that. Football-wise, I think he wasn't given quite a proper chance, especially with what he did with the Broncos, leading him to a first-round playoff victory at the position of quarterback. I don't think he was really given enough credence, that especially when they got knocked out of the playoffs, he should have been given another chance, I believe, and they just basically got rid of him. And everyone, the talk that happens with Tebow is that he is not talented enough to be at the position of quarterback. Some people have suggested tight end. I think that he has something that actually goes beyond quarterback. And you know what? We saw it in the Broncos. Sometimes the most talented player is not the one that you want on the team. It's the one that is going to contribute most to the team, not just in the way of talent, but I think he made that Broncos team play a lot stronger than it was. It played much more than what the sum of its parts were, and I think Tebow could bring that same thing here to good old Philadelphia. Tebow will try to jumpstart an NFL career that has been on hold since he played his last NFL game in 2012, and that's part of the article at ESPN.com. Tebow continued to train for two full seasons with noted throwing coach Tom House, who also has worked with New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Tebow, who has been working for ESPN and as an analyst for the SEC Network, last played in an NFL regular season game when he was with the Jets after playing two seasons with the Denver Broncos. He went to training camp with the Patriots before being released in August 2013. He struggled to find consistency with the Pats, completing 11 of 30 passes for 145 yards and two touchdowns and two interceptions in three preseason games. Quote, I will remain in relentless pursuit of continuing my lifelong dream of being an NFL quarterback, unquote. Tebow wrote that on Twitter after New England released him. Now the pursuit continues in Philadelphia. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. Tebow is a man of character, a man of godly character. You know, actually, I was listening to another news source. They were talking about how a local pretzel shop is now making Tim Tebow pretzels, and apparently they're flying off the shelves. And he's not even going to be, he's not even going to be starting, most likely. He's just going to be probably a second stringer or a third stringer. But they've got Tim Tebow pretzels, and they're already flying off the shelves, and they're going to be selling them now, apparently, in the future. It's going to end at some point, but they're going to be selling them on Sunday just for the game. You get your Tim Tebow pretzel, and he's down in that classic position, kneeling with his hand on his head in prayer, and that is his hallmark. So we'll see. This is going to be interesting. I think that Tebow is his character builds a lot into a team, and you know what? I don't think that he is necessarily all that bad at quarterback. His stats aren't the most impressive, that is for sure, but I do think that he did get results for the Broncos, and they weren't quite the results that they wanted, so they just canned him. No one, all of the greats at one point or another had a moment where they were at a crossroads, whether it was something in their technique, how they threw, or it was something in the mind. A mind game sometimes is more of an issue and more of a proponent in someone's performance than necessarily their physical ability. But you've got all these different factors going in. It's not just one thing. And I think that he adds it's that X factor. And he showed it when he was leading the Broncos. And you know what? I think that he should be given another shot somewhere. And if it's in Philly, awesome. And you know what? A lot of people are happy about that. A lot of people aren't. But it just goes to show you that Tim Tebow, wherever he goes, stirs up the conversation. And he stirs it up for Christ, in a way, because of his character and how he leads his life publicly, which has left a mark on this nation, whether you like him or not. And for that, he will most certainly bring some change to Philadelphia. And we'll see what happens in the season. You could you ever notice those speculators on ESPN or the NFL Network, these analysts that will tell you, well, this team is going to go do this and going to go this far, and they got these draft picks. And you ever find out that when the season actually starts, it's all just a bunch of hoopla? Because I'm sure analysts are going to look at this and be like, you know what, Tebow, his stats, if you look at them, you know, he struggled. He was with the Pats. He completed 11 out of 30 passes. That was 145 yards, two touchdowns, but two interceptions in the preseason games. So, you know, he's kind of an unknown. His talent stats aren't really there. But you ever notice, though, that it seems every time they decide to say something like that, one of them, it's like 5 out of 10 times they're wrong. So we'll never know until we actually see him on the field. And Philly brought him there for a reason. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back. It's a new day. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255.
Shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining. forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYN.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The now convicted Boston Marathon bomber back in court today. Prosecutors want him put to death. His lawyers argue he was manipulated by his older brother.
The jury in the Johar Tsarnaev trial will start the penalty phase in the case, having delivered guilty verdicts on all 30 counts earlier this month. During jury selection, jurors told the judge they were willing to give consideration to both the death penalty and the other potential sentence, which is life in prison.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Bluebell Ice Cream's expanding a recall to all of its products, with more samples testing positive for Listeria.
Chief Executive Paul Cruz issued a statement apologizing to loyal fans and customers.
And we're committed to fixing the problem.
Last month's recall was tied to contamination at production lines in Brenham, Texas and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Eric Sharp with Fox News Radio affiliate KTRH in Houston. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Are you confused by your investment statements? Would you like a second opinion? MFB Wealth Management would be happy to meet with you. We'll review your statements and explain them to you to make it easier for you to understand. Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. We seek to serve and honor God by being a blessing to others and their families. We will work with you using sound biblical planning for your financial future.
Call MFB today at 215-723-8999 to schedule your free appointment.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Visit our website, mfbwm.com.
A second set of eyes on your investments can't hurt. 215-723-8999.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Carla Dedesi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
It's a new day with Mike Levin, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard this morning. Tim Tebow signed with the Eagles, the talk of the town. We just read a headline from ESPN discussing the trade, the wisdom thereof. Here's another headline from U.S. Today. Why on earth are the Eagles signing Tim Tebow? Whether you feel positively about him, to say the least, or negatively about him, to say the least. He has flown in, as ESPN has said, to Philadelphia. And what is that going to mean for the city of brotherly love? We're going to talk about that just this morning on It's a New Day. You can call in, let your voice be heard, toll free at 1-877-667-1180 or locally at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. Now, that's the headline for USA Today, and here's the first line of it. Some men see things as they are and say, why? Chip Kelly dreams things that never were and says, why not? And with that Kennedy-esque vision, the mad scientist of the Philadelphia Eagles, who has cut his best wide receiver, traded his best running back, and acquired a quarterback who can barely stay upright long enough to call a play in the huddle, is bringing Timothy Richard Tebow back to the NFL, according to various reports, as reported, by the way, by USA Today. That was from their article on the signing of the very controversial quarterback. And you ask yourself this then, why is he controversial? And he's controversial because of things like this. Our scripture of the day comes from Mr. Tebow's Twitter account. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. And he posted that April 19th via Facebook, linked to his Twitter. That's why he's so controversial. And why is that controversial? Maybe that's the question that really should be asked, not why is Tim Tebow being signed to the Eagles. Be kind to one another. Now, of course, that's being written to the church and to the church at Ephesus. That's why it's called Ephesians, the book. But I think that this speaks volumes about possibly what he may be going through right now. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But the scripture still rings true for us as Christians and those who are not as Christians as well. Something that I think that we could all agree on. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And this is the point of controversy for Mr. Tebow. Now, why is that the point of controversy? Because if you think about it, Tebow was not a headliner in the news before it was really reported that he knelt down in prayer consistently, for which he is now famous for, before every game. And that is where all of the talk originates from. He was with the University of Florida, taking them to the national championship, and then big expectations were thrown on him when he went into the NFL. But the real controversy lies with what he does off the field and how he brings that on to the field. Whether or not you think he's going to be good, bad, or ugly, that is the point of controversy with Mr. Tebow. Now, and whether or not you think Chip Kelly and some of his movements, as the USA Today article notes, trading his best running back, acquiring a quarterback, and of course talking about Tebow, who can barely stay upright long enough to call a play in the huddle. Now, that's probably opinionated, to say the least. But who cut his best wide receiver, whether or not you agree with Chip Kelly's movements there, I don't think that bears the same kind of weight that this decision does, because there are extra cultural factors here at play, not merely statistical ones, for the franchise of the Eagles. Well, what are we going to do with Mr. Tebow? You know, he has a website, and that's actually where I got his Twitter post for our scripture of the day, timtebow.com. And you know what I actually, and I didn't know that football players had individual websites, but you know what I love about it? I'm looking at it, and I don't think anyone could take a smack at his character at all. He is one of the most upstanding football players that really the league has ever seen, especially today, with everything coming out about domestic abuse and violence and basically criminals playing on the field. Tim Tebow is, at the least to say, a breath of fresh air. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. You look on his website, and he's got a great smiling face. It's very personal. And you know what? Here's a message to all of his fans. You should check it out. It's TimTebow.com. He's in Philly now, so you might as well get yourself familiar with the gentleman. Thank you for checking out my official website. I'm really looking forward to using this site to keep in touch with all of you. I may have a lot on my plate right now, but in my spare time, I would love to hear from each or from and reach out to everyone who has supported me on and off the field for so many years. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and like my Facebook page so I can keep you posted with the latest updates. Two graphics of John 3:16 of what he wears famously. And the game is eye black, having John 3:16 on it. It's got his height, weight, age, and his favorite song, apparently, Where I'm From by JMO. That's a nice little bit of information for you real huge Tebow fans out there. If you want to go ahead and find him, you could go at that website, TimTebow.com. That's TimTebow.com. And you can get more info on this player who's coming to Philly. Philly. What will we do with Tebow? Ousted President Mohamed Morsi sentenced to 20 years in prison in connection with protester deaths. We're going to talk about that in just a moment here on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, so stay around. I don't think that Tebow has gotten the credence that he deserves. I think that he has much more to offer. Because it's all about today, stats in the sport. Now, stats are important. They show how competent, how able a player is physically, and that's very important. And honestly, Tim Tebow's stats haven't been stellar. But what you also can't disagree with, though, is how even though he has the stats he has right now, he took a team, the Broncos, much farther than they were expected to go. First round winning the playoffs. Now, he didn't take them beyond that. They got hit down by the Pats. But no one acknowledges that. They just like to point to the stats. No one likes to think about, well, what else? What are the other variables? I mean, whenever you're reasoning something logically, you have to have all the variables at play. Because if you don't, then any conclusion that you reach is just going to be inaccurate because you don't have all of the factors. And I think we've seen it in NFL history time and time again where maybe not the most talented, but those with that special, and again, it's called that X factor. There's just something in them where they push a little harder. I don't know if there's one player that comes to mind. He's actually with the Cowboys. Was Marion Barber was a running back. And he, if you ever watched him run, he would just plow through people. And they called him Marion the Barbarian. Love him or hate him. Love him or hate the Cowboys. He would just plow through people. And he would not stop running. Now, he wasn't the most talented running back. He wasn't necessarily the best, but he would get that first down. He would go and get that extra drive that you didn't think was possible because all of a sudden some linebacker hit him and he shakes it off. And he just kept on pumping those legs, those fundamentals in football. Pump the legs, especially for blockers, but for running backs too. And he'd stay up and he would make a play out of something you would think something that should be only 1 or 2 yards. He'd get 5, 6, 7 yards out of it. And it was that X factor. He just wouldn't take no for an answer, if you'd put it that way. He just kept on running, kept on going. And I think Tim Tebow's got that. There's something about him leadership-wise that brought the Broncos together in a way that, now, whether he's going to be the sole And I don't think that's what Chip Kelly's going at here. I think what Chip Kelly's, and I mean, clearly he is, three or four now, what is it, at quarterback? But I think that Tebow would be, and it could be a really good addition, depending on how Chip Kelly wants to play his game. I know that a new strategy in the NFL now is kind of switching up quarterbacks. You know, you want to, it's almost like what happened in baseball. You know, when it used to just be the starter take you the whole way through the game, and then all of a sudden we had relief pitchers, and they would come in and throw 90 miles an hour or 95, like in the eighth and ninth innings when it was supposed to be the starter. Well, we're going to move on. We got Mohamed Morsi, 20 years in prison. We'll be back on It's a New Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
I think...
may not work.
Al, I think...
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
That,
and what about food?
Staticky.
Nope.
Perfect.
For some reason.
We all know where we're meeting if we're separated,
staticky.
Yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8.05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8.05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
Hey everybody, this is Laura Ingram. I want to remind you that freedom of speech is not free. Courageous radio stations like this one need your advertising dollars to pay their bills and be able to bring you my show. Talk radio is America's immune system, but it needs your support. If you're a business, it makes sense for you to advertise with this station. Here's the good news. According to Talkers Magazine, ads airing on talk stations like this one generate 2 to 3 times the response from customers than other radio forms would generate. Well, why is that? Because talk radio listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the shows that they love. If you're a business and you want to grow, advertise on this station. And if you're a listener, of course, do business with the businesses that advertise in my show and on others on this station.
For more information on how you can advertise your business on News Talk 1180 WFYL, call 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, to protect freedom of speech. God bless America.
Welcome back to the program. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. It's a new day. Mike Levin's here with you this morning. You could call in and let your voice be heard. We've got a great program for you. We've got a wonderful guest who's going to be coming on with us in the next segment here. And we have President Mohamed Morsi sentenced to 20 years in prison in connection with protester deaths. That's brought to you by FoxNews.com. why and how is this back in the news again? We're going to talk about that here, right here on the program. Again, you can call in at 610-539-8255. That's 610-539-8255. Ousted President Morsi sentenced to 20 years in prison in connection with protester deaths. Now, why is this in the news? This is from the Associated Press, published, though, by FoxNews.com. In the Associated Press, they're referencing the article. This is the breaking news, though. Egyptian criminal court on Tuesday sentenced ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi to 20 years in prison on charges linked to the killing of protesters in 2012. The first verdict to be issued against the country's first freely elected leader. The ruling, which can be appealed, and muted Islamist reaction following it underscore the dramatic downfall of Morsi and Egypt's once powerful Muslim Brotherhood group. Where has the Muslim Brotherhood gone? We haven't heard of them for a while, have we? However, Morsi escaped receiving a death sentence in this case. Morsi and the Brotherhood swiftly rose to power in elections after autocrat Hosni Mubarak's 2011 ouster, only to find themselves imprisoned a year later when millions protested against them for abusing power and the military overthrew the government. The Muslim Brotherhood. Anyone remember them? They've kind of fallen a little bit to the wayside, haven't they? It would be interesting for you to know something about the Muslim Brotherhood, which we've talked about here on this program. The Muslim Brotherhood is Sunni. I think that bears reporting. Is there a conflict between the Sunni and the Shia? Yet again, explaining the conflict in the Middle East? Well, let's dive a little deeper. Morsi and the Brotherhood swiftly rose to power in elections. And then they find themselves imprisoned a year later for millions protesting against them, for abusing their power and the military overthrow of the government. But as Mubarak and members of his government increasingly find themselves acquitted of criminal charges, Morsi and the Brotherhood are at the receiving end of heavy-handed sentences. Tuesday's verdict sparked no immediate street protests, reflecting the toll of a heavy security crackdown on any show of dissent, either by Islamists or secular-leaning activists. During the hearing, Judge Ahmed Yusuf issued his verdict as Morsi and other defendants in the case, mostly Brotherhood leaders, stood in a soundproof glass cage inside a makeshift courtroom at Egypt's National Police Academy. Seven of the accused were tried in absentia. In other words, they weren't there. In addition to Morsi, 12 Brotherhood leaders and Islamist supporters, including Mohammed El-Bataji and Assam El-Iryan, also were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Yusuf dropped murder charges involved in the case and said the sentences were linked to the, quote, show of force, unquote, and unlawful detention associated with the case. The case stems from violence outside the presidential palace in December 2012. Morsi supporters attacked opposition protesters, demanding that Morsi call off a referendum on an Islamist-drafted constitution. Clashes developed into deadly confrontations overnight that killed at least 10 people. During Tuesday's hearing, Morsi and the rest of the defendants in white jumpsuits raised the four-finger sign symbolizing the sit-in at Rabah al-Adawiyah, if I'm saying I'm butchering that, mosque, where hundreds were killed when security forces violently dispersed the sprawling sit-in by Morsi's supporters on August 14, 2013. No, really. It's hard to imagine Islamists being violent. They also smiled for cameras filming the hearing. It was a far cry from when the trial first began, when Morsi repeatedly shouted to the court, quote, "I am the president of the republic," unquote. Yeah, that's a far, far cry. How the mighty have fallen. And how people have, quite frankly, used Islam for their own gains. And honestly, even the Prophet Muhammad himself, if you look at the history, he was a conqueror. He really was. And how funny is it that all of these different historical entries that are logged by him and by others, they all point to the fact that he was a conqueror. And Islam is his wisdom, quote unquote. Some of my thoughts, what are yours? 610-539-8255. 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. During subsequent court appearances, Morsi and other defendants turned their backs to the court when Youssef played several videos of the clashes outside the palace in 2012. From his exile in Turkey's capital, Istanbul, top Muslim Brotherhood figure Amir Darag called the ruling a sad and terrible day in Egyptian history. They want to pass a life sentence for democracy in Egypt. You know, for a country that has been underneath so much diplomatic or so much political upheaval and civil disobedience, if he is really the symbol of democracy in Egypt, then I would suspect that his supporters, if them being so many as they are reported, would be having another sit-in at Tahrir Square. But they're not. So, that's in the news today. Well, the government of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who as army chief overthrew Morsi, Brotherhood members and Islamists have faced mass trials that end with mass death sentences, sparking international condemnation. The heavy sentences have raised questions about the independence of Egypt's judiciary, something analysts say could have contributed to the sentence Morsi received Tuesday. Quote, Morsi's trial gripped international attention, and a heavy sentence would have put the judiciary under a spotlight. That was Sema Aid, a former Brotherhood member who researches Islamic movements. Today, the judiciary seemed keen in preserving its image. Is it merely political? Oh, yeah, sure, it's merely political. This has nothing to do about Islam and how divisive it is as a religion in the region. Has nothing to do with that at all. We'll be back. We got to hit a short break on It's a New Day.